training camp, Jonathan Marks seemed to struggle a lot with Olivier and Deion at times. Much less frequent. How do you feel he's progressed during training?
I think he's done a great job. You know, I think he's settled in. You know, he moved over from the right side to the left side late last year. Kind of got put in a bad situation having to move over in the middle of the year. But he's had, you know, the whole spring and all of camp to work on being a left tackle. And he's done a great job. I think he's constantly improving. And that's what you want to see.
So have you seen a noticeable improvement, say, between the first 2 weeks and from then on?
For sure. I think I've seen constant improvement going back to, you know, the first week of camp up until now. With a young guy, that's what you want to see.
How often do you go head-to-head with Reed in college?
Let's see. I guess I only played him once. The other times I was playing receiver.
What are your memories of that game?
It wasn't a good game. We lost by 2 points, I think. It wasn't a good game.
Sorry to bring up memories. I mean, did you guys have any kind of relationship at all off the field? Or?
Yeah, Brandon's a great guy. Got to know him a little bit after we were done playing. Mm-hmm. I think it was in New York and at the Manning camp. He's a great guy, a lot like me, and I know he wants to be good.
Ryan, obviously your defense will face Devon Best this week. What do you remember about Devon as a player, and how did he help you, if at all, as a quarterback?
Devon was a good player for us. You know, he's one of the quickest guys I've ever seen. Nearly impossible to cover man-to-man. So we have a lot of respect for him and what he can do. He did a good job for us last year, and we wish him the best this year besides this game.
Year two now, about to have your opener. How are you mentally different than you were this time 12 months ago?
I think I'm a lot more progressed in playing the game. You know, I understand things much quicker. I see things much quicker than I did. It's the second year. You know, you can't have the same growing pains you did the first year. You have to be able to make the plays when they're there. I was excited. You know, I just got named the starter. Had a couple weeks to prepare, and we're looking forward to a big game in Houston. You know, this year, focused on Cleveland. It's the same feeling, same excitement. We're ready to get going.
Did the experience of last year help you going into this opening week this year? I mean, just the opening up on the road?
I think playing an NFL season is what really prepared me more than anything. It wasn't so much opening up on the road, but playing an NFL season, going on the road 8 times, seeing how things happen on the road, it definitely prepared me for this.
What's your impression of Cleveland as a place to play?
Yeah, I hear it's going to be a fun but difficult place to play. You know, the fans will be excited. Should be a packed house opening day. We're going to have to play well. It's going to be tough to communicate. It's going to be loud. But that's the challenge of playing an NFL game on the road.
Fun, you say it'll be fun. I mean, if you're an opposing team in a hostile, loud environment, which you mentioned, it's a fun place to play.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, when you're playing in an exciting atmosphere like that, it's what you want to play. You don't want to play in front of a quiet crowd. You want to go in, play in a tough situation and hopefully prevail.
Ryan, when you look at public perception of last year's rookie starting quarterbacks, are you and Brandon Whedon kind of the forgotten guys? Do you think it's all about the other three, or what do you think? How do you think the public views it?
Well, I didn't forget myself, so I know that. Those guys get a lot of attention, and it's deserved. They did a great job, and I'm happy for those guys, but, definitely didn't forget about myself.
You're getting a lot of those people, he could be the surprise this year, the upcoming guy. I mean, when you hear that kind of stuff, what do you think?
It's nice, but, it doesn't matter. I still have to go out and play, have to go out and do the things that I want to do, that we want to do as a team. We have high expectations for ourselves as a team. As an offense, we want to be able to put points up. We brought in a lot of weapons this year, and now it's time to finally go out and play.
Have you set any statistical goals?
No. Throw as many touchdowns as I can and as few interceptions as I can. It's all about winning. We brought guys here to win. We have guys in the locker room that want to win. That's what their whole organization is focused on. Coach Philbin's always saying, what can we do to make this team, have a better chance of winning? No matter what it is, we need to do it. So it's all about wins.
Anything else?
Ryan, your thoughts on being voted to the Leadership Council?
It's awesome. It's a great honor. It's more more important to me now that you know the players vote on it. You know, if the coaches pick, you know, that's nice. But to have your peers elect you to that, it's a great honor and comes with responsibility. So we have to be able to make the decisions and represent the team well.
And Ryan, sorry if somebody's already asked you this, but the difference approaching season opener this year compared to last year, how you're feeling about it?
I'm excited. I was excited last year. I'm excited again this year. A lot more comfortable with everything that's going on, obviously, going into year two. But the same excitement still there.
I was saying with the Leadership Council, is it more of an honorary title, or what do you actually do?
Oh, we'll meet with Coach often. I don't know exactly how many times, maybe once a week. And just go over things that pertain to the team scheduling, you know, how we handle things on the road, just anything that could possibly come up. It's kind of the liaisons between the team and Coach Philbin.
Okay, so you do actually meet once a week? I mean, it's pretty regular then.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on once a week, but regular meetings for sure.